Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
I'd say we're thankful to be back in the house of God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thankful that he loved a wretch like me.
Yeah, bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Love me in a way that I do not deserve.
That's right.
And I thank him for allowing me to stand.
Yes.
Last Sunday morning when Brother Tommy asked us to stand on Saturday night, I was already ready. And I've had this thought and this message on my heart for about a week and a half now. And I want it to me to be completely set away and step out of the slide. I want God to have his way. That's one of the most scary things about being a called man of God is you want your thoughts and your ideas completely out of it. You want God to come through.
Amen.
And that can only come through the Holy Spirit. And I ask you to pray for us tonight. We're going to be reading 1 John in the 4th chapter. First John, 4th chapter, and we'll be starting with the 11th verse. We'll be reading the remainder of the chapter. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby we know that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect. I want you to get that herein in this part right here. Is our love made perfect. That we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment hath we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Amen. You may be seated. As we sit back and we witness the things that are going on in our society and in our country, in this day, this very day, this right here is obvious to me that people don't know what love is.
That's right.
Sure. It sickens me to have to watch some of the things that I see go on, and I think to myself, Lord, how much longer are we And he reminds me of his love.
Yeah.
We look around and we see, and I was reminded as I watched all these things unfold, and I was reminded in the scripture in the 6th chapter of the book of Genesis, where God looked down and saw the heart of man, how it's continually evil.
Yeah. Yes.
And wicked. Yes. And he repented that he ever made man. Yes. But he found grace. He found one man.
Yeah.
Hold on out of the whole earth, and he found grace in. I dare say, Tommy, there's more than one of us now around here today that the Lord found grace in. And I really think that's the only thing holding him back sometimes.
Yeah.
Is the prayers of his people.
Yeah.
But as I watched this unfold, and as I began to pray about it, and I began to try to find comfort in it, Lord, give me some peace. You know, that's the only place that I know to find peace is in my heart.
Yes.
And I went right to him and I said, Lord, I need some peace.
Yeah.
And he opened up this scripture right here. We have a lot of people today that want to put a finger at this group or that group,
right,
and talk about all the atrocities that have happened to them, but the whole time ignoring the things that are going on in plain sight around about it. They call evil good and good evil.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to sit here and blame the Republican, or we want to blame the Democrat, and we'll squabble back and forth. But let me tell you one thing. Right now, the only thing that is going to help the world that we're in now is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Is that his love that abideth in his children need to be shown throughout the whole world.
God help us.
I walked into work this week. I work in probably one of the most diverse places in this part of the state. Denzel hires people from all over the face of the planet. And I walk in there on Monday morning, and it was so heavy. Everybody was so uneasy and so unsettled. You could cut tensions with a knife in some places. And you know what was missing? Somebody needed to show somebody love. The church of all places, the Christian,
amen,
men and women ought to be wearing that the world can see love. Yet in some instances, hate is preached from the pulpit and it's not love. There's one thing that my Bible is playing on. I'm glad. I appreciate the word that was preached last night.
Amen.
About it is written.
Amen.
Let's just go back to the word of God.
Yeah.
When I go to the 53rd chapter of Isaiah,
yeah,
and he begins to talk about how the Lamb died for all mankind. He did not put a color on man. He did not put this nationality over one or the other.
Yeah.
He said all.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Yes.
Praise God.
We need to check ourselves. Do we really love our brother like we ought to?
God help us.
This is what John was getting at, to the heart of the man right here. We know we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren.
Amen.
But so many times we want to put stipulations on this. I love them if they'll love me back. Jesus did not do that.
Thank God.
I love him because he first loved me.
Amen.
And he loved me for no other reason than he is love. God is love.
Thank you.
And this may offend some people, and if it does, you need to get right. It don't matter what color they are, Tommy. It don't matter what type of upbringing they have, what classification in their society that they are. We are to love them regardless.
Amen.
I'm glad that Jesus did not put stipulations on his love. There's a lot of times we'll get angry. We will hold a grudge because somebody done something against us. Let me bring you back to an example that is written right here. Just like the brother said, it is written right here.
Yeah.
In these pages. The very men that came and beat Jesus Christ. Those that gave him over to the court and cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" He loved them.
Yes.
You want to know how I can prove that to you? Whenever he was led up to Calvary and he was crucified, and they sit down below him and they mocked him and said, "He saved others, let him save himself. If you be Christ, come down from there." As they mocked him, as they spit on him, all the way up to Golgotha's hill, he took every bit of that and still loved them. He cried out from the far cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
The very thieves that he hung beside.
Right.
You can read the scripture that at the beginning of the day they both mocked him.
Right.
If you be Christ, save yourself and us. Both of the malefactors cried out and ridiculed him. But by the end of the day, one of them had seen enough to realize that this man was different.
Yes, amen.
Yes. What was that? He saw the love that he had. Never once did he open his mouth. I believe when they laid down the cross beginning down it, they had to pull his arms out. He laid down his life for you.
Yes. Amen, brother.
Thank you, Lord.
He didn't do it for the Jew. He didn't do it for the Arab. He didn't do it for the Japanese. He didn't do it for the black, the red, the yellow. He did it for all of them, my God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And as they hung there all day, the Bible says the malefactor on his right, as the one on the left began to mock him again, the one on the left looked around and said, "Do you not fear God? We've received justly for our due reward. We are getting exactly what we deserve." You know what they had done? No doubt the whole time that they were up there, they had cursed the very people at their feet. They fought the Roman soldiers to the tooth and nail, because they knew they were going to die. But yet here this man laid down his life. And as they ridiculed him and they mocked him, he never uttered a word except, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do." And as they began to converse, he said, "This man hath done nothing amiss. He's died innocently." And he finally looked at him and he said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom."
Right.
The very man that was on his right hand side that was mocking him just hours before, he looks at him and says, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise."
Mm-hmm.
Love. was love that made him leave the splendor of heaven.
Thank you, Jesus. Right. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
It was love that caused him to leave and come and walk this earth to suffer as a man. To die for a bunch of people. A bunch of people that don't deserve it in their will. Deserve it. And here's the best part about it. His love is perfected in us because he indwells us with the Holy Spirit and gives us the ability to love. I'm going to tell you right now, if your basis on loving somebody comes from what they have done for you, that's not love. If you fear somebody because you don't know who they are and you don't like that person or you resent them because you don't know, you don't have the perfect love of God. Perfect love casteth out fear. There's a man that I work with that I have looked up to, and me and him have had a lot of good conversations over the years about church and about the Lord. And finally, I've had enough. Over the week, and I'd see him post things, and he'd gotten political with it and talked about this political side. We need this, this, and that. And I finally commented, I said, no, you know what we need is Jesus. That's it. It's simple. It is the simplest thing, but yet we will reject it time and time again. Because it goes against our nature. If you love not the brethren, if you cannot love your brethren whom you have seen, how can you love God whom you have not seen? It's written. It's there. This is not Bruce Whitehead's ideology. This is the Word of God. And how people can get this twisted and make it work from one side to the other, they've never read completely through it, I don't believe. Either that or they willingly leave out the good parts. Tonight we're going, we've set these services aside like it's already been said time and time again. We've set up these services to prepare us to partake of the Lord's Supper. If you cannot love your brother, you can't reach forth your hand. It is just that simple. That's the most simplest form of it all. Because if you can't love your brother whom you have seen, how can you love God whom you have not seen? We got to get that right first. We got to get to the point where we get ourselves right with God and we can truly love people. And love them beyond the color of their skin or the nationality that they belong to. Because it is clear that when Christ died for all of them.
Thank you, Lord.
When he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane in the 17th chapter of John, he didn't segregate them then.
No.
He said all of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight, if the love of God does not abide in your heart, you are not fit to reach forth your hand to take of that body and that blood. You will be reaching forth amiss. This is the part we need to get right. Most of all, Because if the love of God does not abide within us, are we ever really truly His? No. No. Tonight we need to... The Bible also says judgment should start at the house of God. It comes from within the walls of the church. You know, the church has a lot of power, but we fail to use it. We can talk about love inside the four walls of this building, but we never will show it outside of it. That is our problem. You need to be showing some love to some people.
Amen.
When God told Philip to leave the revival he was in, go off down there to Samaria, he found a eunuch. And that eunuch was in charge of all the treasure of the Queen of Sheba over there in Africa. More likely he was a black man. Eunuch. Philip walked up on him, saw him reading the scripture in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. And he asked him, he said, "You understand what you're reading? How can I understand unless a man teach me?" Philip attached himself to him and he began to expound upon him the love of God. And then how this Christ had come to die for all mankind. You know what? It wasn't too long. That old eunuch, he looked over and he said, "There's some water. What does hinder me to be baptized?" Well, Philip said, "As long as you believe in your heart." He said, "I believe."
Yeah.
They pulled that thing over, stopped that chariot, and baptized that old eunuch right there. He got saved.
Amen.
Would he have done that? Would that have happened had Philip not done?
Amen.
But the Spirit of God had led him to do to share that love.
That's right, bro.
We'd like to ask him to come and get a verse of the song. And now, if the love of God does not abide in you, if you cannot love your brother, God does not abide in your heart. And we need to get that point fixed first.
Amen.
Before that will change anything. That's what our world needs right now. It's not some new legislation. It's not some law. There ain't no law in the world going to fix what our problem is. Our problem is not a law problem. Our problem is a heart problem.
Amen.
Our problem is that we are sinful and we have rejected Jesus Christ. Today our only hope is Jesus. And that's it. The only hope that any of us have is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As we stand and sing tonight, if you need to come to pray, if God's touched your heart, you need to repent. Would you come?